Om. We begin our practice this morning by standing at the top of the mat with our hands at our heart center. We send the breath from the crown of the head down and out the body to the belly of the earth. And bring our attention again and again to the power of the breath as a way in which to return ourselves to the presence of all-pervading life and light at all times, in all ways, always. With our hands at our heart center, as we send the breath from the crown of the head down and out, we set our intention for ourselves for our practice on this day. We look forward into this day that is coming, and we set forth for ourselves a holy focus so that we may be purposeful, present, open-hearted, real, and productive as we are called to be. We release the arms down by our sides, open the feet up a bit wider, and begin to spiral the arms gently around the body from side to side. As we twist the arms around the body, we exhale and then inhale back through center, exhaling to the other side. You may move as quickly or as assertively as your body is called this morning. It can be gentle or it can be invigorating. That choice, as all choices in your practice, is your own. We invigorate the breath however we so choose to move, so that we are conscious and attentive with the use of our breath. And then we come back to center and bring our toes closer together at the top line of the mat, and the hands come to the heart. We send this exhale down and out the body, and we raise the arms up and above the head. Big inhale. Exhale, we bend the knees gently as we sit back and bring the hands to the heart. They sweep down along the sides. We stand all the way back up and bring those arms up and above the head again. Exhale, circling down through the heart center, down past the navel center, opening with the thighs, rising back up as we stand. Exhale as we settle back down, sinking down a little deeper now. Inhale, arms rise all the way up. Exhale again, all the way down, coming closer and closer to a forward fold. We inhale as the arms rise up, and this time we exhale and settle down into a forward fold. Crown of the head weighs heavy, back of the neck is long. We feel what's here for us, and then we bring our hands to our shin lines, elongate through the spine, and feel how the shoulder blades glide down the back body as we open our heart center away from the crease of our hips and allow the eyes to gaze out. Take three breaths here, inhaling and exhaling. At the end of this third breath, we exhale, allow the torso to surrender down again into that forward fold. And we'll soften through our knees at center and bring the arms all the way back up and above the head as we come to standing. Exhale, hands come back into the heart center. We release the arms down. Inhale, sweep the arms up and above the head. Allow your right hand to gather your left wrist and reach up and over to your right side, keeping everything in that same plane as you sweep up and over to your right side. Left shoulder draws back. Left hip draws gently forward. We inhale, draw the arms back up through the center line. Exhale, switching wrists. Left hand gathers right wrist. Feel that extension, that expansion as you open the heart center up and over to the left side. All within the same plane as you reach up and over. Feel how the heart center spirals out. Exhaling, we inhale, draw all the way back up through center. We exhale, bring the arms down and behind the back, interlace the fingers and open through the heart center here. Full deep breaths here, inhaling, every inhale, drawing life into your whole body. Presence of kindness and generosity and life and light coming in on every breath. And the exhale, simply surrendering and letting go of what no longer serves us. We release the arms and bring the hands back to the heart center and send the breath down and out the body. Let the focus come to the breath and soften through the knees as we raise the arms all the way up and above the head, inhaling. Exhale, we forward fold, crown of the head weighs heavy, back of the neck is long. We inhale, let the eyes gaze forward as we step the right foot back into a deep lunge, keeping the right heel up off of the floor. Let the heart center expand, left knee tracking over left heel, right leg long and extended behind you. We release that right knee down onto the floor, and we rise up onto the left foot and right knee, hands at the crest of the hips. Open through the heart center and soften the shoulder blades down the back side of the body. We inhale and slide the arms up along the rib cage, reaching arms all the way up skyward. And we just very gently flow back into the most subtle of an arc here, lifting and opening the belly as you sweep back, inhaling, exhale, and softening. Just like water lapping up along a dockside. Inhale one more time. Exhale, release the hands down by the feet and send that left foot back to join your right foot into downward facing dog. This inverted V position, rooting through the hands, let the points of the elbows spiral back toward the shin bone. Let this have some dynamicism, some life here. Flaring the nostrils, we inhale and exhale. As we're ready now, we shift in and through a plank pose, so the whole body is long and strong. Eyes gaze subtly out in front. We release the knees down. We inhale, sweep the bum back, and then exhale, let the heart center sweep down between the hands all the way to the belly, and then open through the heart center between the arms into cobra. Exhale and release. Inhale, we open through the heart center, sweeping up just a bit. Exhaling and release. And one more time, inhaling and opening. This time as you exhale, those toes curl under, we send the tail to the sky, downward facing dog again. As we're ready here, we're going to raise that left leg on an inhale and let the hip fall open. That left side of the front line of the crease of the hip is open. Square it back through center. Take a full inhale and then exhale and step that left foot up between the hands. Inhaling and exhaling here, we release the back knee down and raise the arms up again. Big inhale. We exhale and bring the hands down as we step to forward fold. Crown of the head weighs heavy, back of the neck is long. Inhale, eyes gaze forward, elongate through the spine. Exhale and release. Arms rise to standing. Hands to the heart center. Sweep the arms down and take pause here. Hands come back to the heart center. We send the breath down and out the body. Inhale, sweep the arms up and above the head. Inhale. Exhale, we forward fold. Crown of the head weighs heavy. Back of the neck is long. Hands to the shin lines. Elongate out through the torso. Exhale, soften down through the head. Two more in this way. Inhale, lengthening through the chest. Pressing into the shin lines. Exhale and releasing. One more time. Inhale. Exhale, and then as you're ready, go ahead and step the left foot back into a lunge. Left leg is long, heel is up off of the floor, right knee is stacked over the heel. We release that back knee down onto the floor. We slide the arms up along the crest of the hips and let the spine be vertical here. Conscious of the alignment of the hips, that left hip is not falling behind the right hip, but is parallel to it. We slide the arms along the rib cage up and above the head, and we feel the openness through the heart center. Let the tail descend down. Engage the navel center slightly. And as you open through the heart center here, feel and sense the awakening, the expansion that's possible right here, right now. Again, like water lapping gently across a dock. We inhale, open once again. We exhale, bring the hands down by the foot, and we step the right foot back to join. Feel and sense that downward facing dog, the tail ascending, pedaling through the feet. As we're ready, we raise the right leg up towards the sky. Big inhale and open that right hip. Feel the navel center spiral just a bit, expanding. We raise that right leg back up to the sky again, bring it down to join the left foot, and then let the body sweep out into a plank position. Like a coin sliding across a countertop, let the body just slide forward and back here. As you slide forward, broaden the space between the armpits. As we're ready, the next time we inhale and draw forward, we exhale, release the knees down. We inhale, let the bum sweep back, and then exhale, the whole body reaches down onto the belly. Down into cobra, as you inhale, ascending in cobra, exhaling and release. Inhale, we ascend in and through cobra, exhale and release. And again, inhaling, ascending, exhaling and releasing. This time we inhale, draw the breath in and up, curl the toes under, we exhale, send the tail to the sky, pedal gently through the feet. In your time, we raise that right leg up to the sky, big inhale, and then we step that right foot up between the hands. We take a full inhale here, expanding, and then in your time, exhale and forward fold, crown of the head weighs heavy, back of the neck is long. Inhale, eyes gaze forward, exhale and release. And now we raise those arms all the way up and above the head, big inhale, coming all the way up to standing, exhale, hands come to the heart and release them down. Open the feet up to hip width or slightly wider and just circle gently through the hips here. And then reverse the direction of the circle. As we're ready here, we come back to the center. Bring the big toes together, hands at the heart center. Send the breath down and out the body. Inhale, sweep the arms up and above the head. With the knees continuing to stay buttoned together, we lift the right foot so the shin bone is parallel to the floor behind the body. Arms ascending to the sky. Three breaths here. As we inhale now, we release that right knee. Let that right leg have range, space to move in and through all of space. Still balancing on the left leg, but maximum freedom here. The ability, the availability to move and shift and open, to expand and contract, to feel our physical form and to feel the freedom that exists and resides in the form and beyond the form from which that form has come. As we're ready, we come back in and through the center line. Raise the knee in and up, and then take the arms up and above the head. With that knee lifted on the right leg, send the right leg out long, like your body's creating the shape of a capital L from the crown of the head to the crease of the hip to the top line of the foot. We raise that right knee back in and up through the heart center. Exhale, bring the right leg down to join the left leg. Open the feet and circle through the hips again. Reverse that direction of the circle. We come back in and through center. Big toes closer together than the heels. Hands come to the heart center. We send the breath from the crown of the head down and out the body. We bend the left knee as you stand upon that right leg. Knees buttoned together. Shin bone of the left leg parallel to the floor behind you. Three breaths here. Hands at the heart center or on the crest of the hips, whatever feels best to you. Then as we're ready, we bring the hands to the heart. If they're not there, we may open them out and away, and we let that left leg have range. It moves in and through space. Feeling form and freedom, expansion and contraction, the wholeness, the availability of all that is here and now. That all-pervading life and light that lives in and through all things at all times, even when we are steady and still, rooted. And then when you're ready, we bring that left knee back in. We hug it in and up through the heart center. We raise the arms up and above the head. We extend that left leg out long, and the body creates a capital L shape from the front line of the torso through the crease of the hip out that left foot. Breathing deeply here. And in your time, we raise that left knee back in and up, drawing it up. Exhale, release the foot down. Circle through the hips. Reverse the direction. Hands at the heart center. We send the breath from the crown of the head down and out the body. Inhale, take the arms up and above the head. Exhale, slide the hands down to the base of the thighs. Inhale through the crown of the head. Lengthen, arcing the back, knees bent. Exhale, blow the breath out the mouth. Inhale to the crown again. Blow the breath out the mouth. Inhale in and through the crown of the head. Exhale, blow the breath down and out. As you're ready, take a full inhale. Hold the breath in here. Exhale as you're ready, forward fold. Crown of the head weighs heavy, back of the neck is long, torso surrenders. From this place, we inhale, eyes gaze forward. We exhale and step both feet back to plank. Let that body weight hover forward and back here. And then in your time, let that left shin bone just rest to the floor and swivel to the big toe inner line of the heel side of that right foot. Left hand remains down, left knee remains down. We raise that right arm up and above the body, straight above that right shoulder. Big inhale. Eyes contract down to the left hand or rise to the sky, up to you. Inhaling and exhaling here, keeping the breath full and long and strong. And then when you're ready, we take that right arm and reach it up and over the head, expanding. Feel how the heart center opens, awakening. And maybe you lift that right foot up off of the floor so you create a long, strong line through the right arm, through the right side of the torso, all the way out that right leg. Draw the navel center in, raise that right arm back up, and then bring that right hand down to the floor. Bring both shin bones down and cat-cow. We inhale, draw the breath in and up to the crown of the head. Exhale, round the spine, send the breath down and out. Inhale again, draw the breath in and up to the crown. Exhale, blow the breath out. And one more time in this way. Inhale. Exhale, blow the breath out. We then step back into plank. Root through the hands, let the body weight hover forward and back. Then we just melt that right shin bone down to the floor and swivel that left heel down to the earth, big toe, edge of the foot roots. Right hand remains grounded as we float the left arm up to the sky. Feel how that left shoulder stacks over the right shoulder. The belly is open. Navel center looking out over the horizon. That left arm now can reach up and over the head, parallel to the floor, spiraling the heart center up and away, and then maybe that left leg can lift up off of the floor. Feeling the depth of the breath here. That long line of energy from the middle finger of the left hand all the way up through the left heel. This is where your power resides, from this place of grounded, peaceful breath. Left arm floats up. Left foot comes down. Left hand down to the floor. Hands and knees again. We inhale, draw the breath in and up to the crown. We exhale and round the spine. Inhale again. Feel the breath rise in and up to the crown. Exhale and release. As you're ready, release the knees down. You can sit back, crossing the ankles, and come up and over the feet to a seated position, or you may find that you want to shift to the side and let those legs extend out in front. In either way, we now sit in Dandasana, staff pose, with the crown of the head reaching up and away from the hips, heels reaching out in front, torso open here. We feel and sense the breath. We inhale and raise the arms up and above the head. We draw the right knee in toward the heart center and then let that right leg cross over the left leg. Lift the heart center into the inner thigh of that right leg. So you're spiraling into that right leg. Raise that right arm up and above the head and then let it melt, draping down to the space behind you. Feel how that right shoulder wraps around and behind you, lifting in and up through the crown, relax through the chin. Feel the depth of the rotation, gentle yet profound. Not forceful, but just a sweet surrender into the spiral of life. We inhale, come back in and up through center. We extend that right leg out long. We inhale, raise the arms up and above the head, and just take a gentle forward fold, reaching over both legs. Know that we want to press through those heels and the big toe mounds. Draw the pinky edges of the feet back. Feel how the heart center lifts, expanding, and we feel that deep forward fold. We inhale, come back in and up through the crown of the head, nice and tall. We bend that left knee and we wrap it around. The left foot steps across the right extended leg. We feel how the heart center opens. We raise that left arm as we spiral into the left inner thigh. And then as the torso rotates, we soften the left shoulder blade down and back and let that left hand just melt down and touch the earth behind you. Opening through the heart center here, expanding. We feel that deep rotation into the left side. Once again, it's not forceful, it's not rigid, it's not asking too much. It's just feeling that we can stay connected to the freedom and ease of the breath and the length of the spine. We do our best to feel that sacred gray place that lives and has a spaciousness between the charge of the body, of something being positive or negative, too high or too low. And we inhale as we're ready. We come back in and through center, and then we exhale into a forward fold again, maybe going a little bit more deeply. Feel what's here for you. Let the body find its way and shift. And then as you're ready from this place, we're just simply going to release ourselves down onto our backsides and bring our knees into our chest. We hug the knees into the chest, lifting the head. As you inhale and press your brow toward your knees, big full breath in. Exhale, release the head down and just softly release the grip on the knees. Inhale, do it again. Rise up, squeeze into a ball against the compression of the inhale. Exhale, release the head down. Release the grip on the knee. One more time. Inhale, hug everything in nice and tightly, expanding and at the same time drawing in. And then exhale this time all the way out to Shavasana, releasing, surrendering. We let the feet fall to the outside and we sense the pinnacle of our practice right here. The top of the mountain. We begin again to reanimate this body. To welcome these next moments of our lives. To wiggle our fingers and toes and to make any adjustments in our position so that we can find our way in our own and most kind way to come back up to our favorite seat. once we find our way to our seat, we allow the crown of the head to reach skyward. And we soften down and out the body on the exhale. Eyes are closed, and we allow the hands to fold in our lap. We bind our mind to stillness. And in this way, the chatterings of the mind cease. They cease to misinform us. They cease to distract us. And what we find in that stillness is a rebirth, is a truth that liberates and frees our hearts. So we bring our hands together at the heart center and we send the breath from the crown of the head down and out the body to the belly of the earth. We inhale and open ourselves to whatever this day may bring. May we be of service. May we be light and may we not lose sight of the lamp that we carry for ourselves and others. Together we exhale, send the breath down and out the body. Inhale together. The sound of the path. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.